Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the official Jason, the official first segment, the first installment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, where we're not going to be dominated by high school and college football. We get to talk the Los Angeles Lakers leading the NBA with the best record and how great LeBron James is.
Thanks to Anthony Davis. Thank you. Buy him a Lamborghini for Christmas, because without him, you're just another team out west that can't make the playoffs. That played out that way last year.
Well, he's got a completely different roster. He had a horrible roster last year.
He's got Anthony Davis.
You can't put that on LeBron. If he had a decent roster last year, they'd have probably made a run deep into the Western playoffs.
He's got the second best player on the planet right now playing basketball behind Kawhi Leonard, which is Anthony Davis, on his team. And he's going to ride those coattails to, you know, probably the Western Conference Finals until they run into Kawhi again. And, you know, that's what's going to happen to your Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, you've been serving up the purple Kool-Aid in the studio here for over an hour. You got the producer over here drunk off purple Kool-Aid, man.
Tastes good, doesn't it?
Oh, he's over there throwing up.
Well, as much as I like LeBron James, Kip, don't hijack the segment and talk about it. This is what you do. You know, you throw out LeBron James and you get upset about LeBron James. We got some high school football to talk about.
Okay.
Some state championships
were
handed out last night. Some more being played today. And you want to open the show with LeBron James.
You brought him up. I just, you know, ended the debate. I mean, thank you, Anthony Davis. The best thing to happen in Southern California in a long, long time.
Outside of LeBron James. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Greenway Nissan, and by Shell and Hogan.
New Reed, let me see if I don't. Let me try not to mess
You'll butcher it.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. Don't believe me? How about a 2019 Nissan Altima? No down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. Haven't gotten your attention yet? 2020 Rogue, $3,000 in total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 in total savings. 2019 Nissan Frontier, $199 per month. The new Greenway Nissan, come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825. Boom!
We already have some folks that are watching us on Facebook Live asking for more purple Kool-Aid. We'll get to you. Get to you. Stay tuned. Don't worry.
That Kool-Aid spiked. It'll carry you to the postseason, and then somehow it's going to leave you disappointed. That's what's going to happen to that purple Kool-Aid. All of a sudden, in May and June, it will become flat and stale, and there'll be excuses made about the quality of the purple Kool-Aid. I didn't have all the pieces I needed to have to win this championship before I retire. You got the second best player on the planet.
Let's go ahead and update the Twitter question of the week from last week so that we can put up a new one if necessary. Is it weird to not have Central Florida playing in the American Athletic Conference Championship game? 75% of our listening audience says yes, it was weird not to have Central Florida playing in that game. And that's where the Central Florida program is right now. That's how good it is. That's the bar that's been set there. They lost three games this season, and that's considered a down year now in Orlando.
It is an up-and-coming basketball conference, Jason. I'll give you credit. They almost beat Duke last year in the NCAA tournament. It was like a tip-in or something. It's an improving basketball conference, and they're going to continue to improve. Might get four teams in March Madness this year. So, but I guess we've full-blown into college basketball and professional basketball now, right?
I'm being yelled at by the producers to tell you to get to the scores and stop fluffing with other stuff.
High school state championship football games yesterday. The Wesleyan Wolves lost to the Eagle Landing Christian Academy 33-13. That was a close game, and then ECLA pulled away in the second half in that football game. My man, Coach Maurice Freeman, came up a little short yesterday in the AA championship game, losing 42-32 to Dublin. A great 4A championship game. Was it 5A or 6? It says 4A here.
That's a 5A game.
Yeah, that's a misprint. Thank you. Buford beat Warner Robins 17-14 in a good football game.
It's funny, though. Yeah. It's a misprint, and you knew it was wrong, and you just read it anyway.
Just read it. And in the 6A championship game, the Harrison Hoyas, 15-0, state championship. Classmate, football player in high school, Eddie Vail, has a son that plays for the Hoyas. Congratulations to the Hoyas. Eddie's watching right now on Facebook Live, and he is not drinking the purple Kool-Aid.
Of course, Harrison was the team that took down the Brunswick High Pirates. Isn't that correct?
Yes, they did.
In the second round?
51-19. So Brunswick High Pirates lost to the eventual state champions.
And still playing today, there are several games that are going to happen. I believe it's single A's happening today. Triple A's happening today, 4A is happening today, as well as 7A is happening today. And
I want to watch that 7A football game tonight.
The single A game just kicked off, by the way.
The Irwin County Indians, 10 a.m., they're playing Marion County, I think, for the state championship. They got past their nemesis in the playoffs, Clinch County, last week. 36-0, big win over them. Now they're playing for a state championship team. Great story there, their head coach. Battling stage 4 stomach cancer, and it could be a lot of tears shed today if Irwin can pull that game out.
Just for the record, I picked Irwin County to win the single A tournament to begin with from the jump. They're playing for it.
Did you? Because the bracket I saw last week, you had Irwin crossed out and had Clinch written over them.
That bracket doesn't count.
Oh, so you went back and did another one.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
I picked Irwin County from the jump.
See, we come on the show, the first thing you do is start talking Los Angeles Lakers. And then
I didn't do that. You did that.
That's the first thing out of your mouth. Go back and roll the tape.
Oh, my
producers,
gosh.
Stop throwing that Kool-Aid up in the trash can in there, that purple Kool-Aid, and get back on the job. Good football in the state of Georgia. Good games. I want to see that Lounge game tonight. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think Case and I might watch that game.
Harrison. You know, back to Harrison in 6A, you know, they beat Allatoona yesterday 20-7. Two teams from the same region played for the state championship game, and 20-7 win for Harrison. Harrison put out Brunswick High. Decula put out Glen Academy. Some good football played up in North Georgia. If you look at Harrison, their offensive line and their defense, probably their offensive line is one of the better offensive lines I've seen in a long time in high school football.
This was a year where really the South Georgia football teams either were down or the teams from around Atlanta area, North Georgia, were really, really good. Because when we got into the playoffs across all classifications, the teams from Atlanta and the teams from North Georgia dominated the bracket this year. Teams from South Georgia did not fare very well at all.
Population centers, more people in that area, more athletes to choose from. Talents kind of, you know, goes in spurts in South Georgia, but you got 6-7 million people living in the Atlanta metro area. There's abundance of talent up there.
We still have the Week in Review, Kip's Butthurt segment coming up as well. Josh Donaldson's going to get paid by who? We'll find out. We'll talk about DeAndre Swift's injury that kept him out of the LSU game. We'll talk about the LSU-Georgia game.
Shoulder contusion. Yeah, we'll talk about the SEC championship game, and all you Gator fans out there that were rooting against Georgia, Kirby, still your daddy.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com. Or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show, where he's always serving up a fresh batch of that Los Angeles Laker purple Gatorade. Now we go to the weekend review.
Man, you threw away my drink.
You threw it away, man. See, you got early onset. You need to watch things.
And here we go. Saban, look out. Lane's coming for you. Gerrit Cole is getting paid over $300 million to play every fifth day. Talk about load management. Strasburg only got chump change from the Nats. The Patriots are the definition of, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Newsflash, LSU is better than Georgia. UGA fans, lay off Jake Fromm. Without him, Georgia would be in the Tax Slayer Bowl. Drew Locke, the next Tom Brady. Now open, the National Gerrit Cole Bank of New York. Do you remember when no one knew who Anthony Rendon was? The next program Willie Taggart will run into the ground? The house that Lane built. Write this down. Ain't nobody beaten Ohio State. Kawhi Leonard may not be LeBron James, but he's not bad. Team Patrick Reed, even his caddy is a jerk. Can someone please explain the scoring system of the President's Cup to me? Kirby, recruit some wide receivers. The NWO will be inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame. That's another one for the good guys. And these are my thoughts.
Big NWO fan.
I'm not surprised.
What do you mean?
That doesn't shock me at all. That I would expect that. If you walked into a wrestling arena in the 90s, I would, you know, you'd probably have on an NWO shirt. I mean, that doesn't shock me.
The two favorites in my youth during the 90s while I was watching wrestling, my two favorites, D-Generation X and the NWO.
Okay.
Just letting you know. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, you act surprised.
Not shocked at all.
Brought to you by Golden House Pharmacy, Peachtree Pest Control, and by M&B Liquors.
Golden House Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden House Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And, yeah, you know him. Matt is a Brunswick High grad and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through, and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenhousepharmacy.com.
Got bowl season coming up. Make sure you get out to M&B Liquors. Get your situation.
Which bowl game is Central Florida playing? Are they at the New Era Pinstripe Bowl or the Idaho Potato Bowl? Or what bowl are they playing? The Gasparilla Bowl out in... What bowl are they playing in?
I don't know, but the last 2 years they've played in New Year's Six bowls and taken beat one SEC powerhouse and took another SEC powerhouse to the brink with a third-string quarterback. Just saying.
I'm just saying, I mean, who are they playing? What bowl are they playing in?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we got Dr. Sasser on the line.
Okay, get him on here. Ask him who they're playing.
All right. We'll count you in. In 3, 2, 1. All right, back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us now from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, no problem. How you doing today, Jason?
Doing pretty good. So we watched one whale of a game in that SEC championship game between Georgia and LSU, and of course DeAndre Swift banged up in that game with a shoulder contusion. I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, Dr. Sasser. Tell me what a shoulder contusion actually is.
That's a good question, because I don't know if I have a great answer for that. Shoulder contusion is kind of really one of those umbrella terms for the whole shoulder is just sort of beat up. I think it's probably due to the fact that he's played a full season, a lot of plays, dropped that shoulder quite a few times, and it's more of just a bruise of everything.
So that's an injury that doesn't necessarily happen on one play. It can be an injury that just kind of develops over the season as time wears on?
Sure, sure. And I know the last game or two he had been dealing with it, but it is more of an overuse type injury. Just like we'll see baseball players that will start to develop some elbow or shoulder problems after they've, you know, thrown for game after game after game. The same thing with these guys, especially these running backs, they get these shoulder injuries just from hit after hit after hit.
That's interesting that you say that, because on the actual play where in the Georgia Tech game that he, I guess, came out of the game and then he got it wrapped, when he took the hit, there was no hit on that actual left shoulder, which is where the injury was. He took the hit down in the midsection, but then he stayed on the field. And so, you know, there were a lot of people that had asked the question, well, gosh, if you've got a left shoulder contusion, you didn't even take a hit on that play in your shoulder. How'd that happen? I guess from what you're saying, it's just, you know, it could have happened game one and just gotten worse and worse and worse from as time went on.
Sure, sure. And I, you know, stared at those replays again and again and again, because that's what I was thinking. It was more of like a rib contusion from getting hit in the rib. And so when it came back that it was his left shoulder was bothering him again, you almost wonder if maybe there was some jarring effect, or if he took a hit, you know, three or four plays earlier, and finally he was just like, that's it, I'm done. I'm out. This isn't working for me.
One of the things that I had heard between the week of practice between the Georgia Tech game and the SEC championship game is that DeAndre Swift was having difficulty holding on to the football in practice. He was having difficulty fumbling the football in that week of practice. That to be expected?
Well, and the question there is, was he actually having, did he have some kind of like AC separation, or did he actually have a almost like a stinger where he could have landed on the shoulder and injured the nerves around the shoulder? That, you know, these guys, they'll land on their shoulder and it'll actually, their neck will go one way and their shoulder will go down and it'll stretch those nerves that come out and go down their arm, and that might even cause a little weakness. And that might have been, and that kind of still follows along the line of a shoulder contusion. A shoulder contusion can be rotator cuff tendonitis. It can be a mild AC separation. It can be maybe a mild stinger that he's been dealing with a while.
So it's pretty I guess what you're saying is that it's not all that uncommon for someone to suffer a shoulder contusion and then experience, I guess, weakness in the shoulder itself, to the point to where you're having trouble hanging on to the football when you're carrying it.
Sure, and that could be secondary to, you know, a little mild nerve injury, or it could even be from fatigue. You know, all of us, when we were, you know, younger, you would kind of get frogged in the shoulder and hit again and again and again, and boy, it just hurts to lift that arm up. And that's kind of the same thing. He's in practice, he's wearing pads, but if you get hit in the shoulder again and again, it causes that fatigue, and that might be causing a little bit of the weakness or the increased risk of fumbling.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and the Bishop Media Sports Network from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, now that we've kind of established the injury, obviously DeAndre Swift wasn't much of a factor in that football game, didn't play a whole lot.
Sure.
Basically, is that why? I mean, could this injury have been something to the point of, you know, I think he had something like 3 carries? I mean, can a shoulder contusion be something to that extent to where, you know, 3 carries and that's it, you're done?
Well, you know, and he had, I think he had 2 carries that were pretty good. I know I remember one. It could be a little bit of that, or could be that we just couldn't find any way to run the ball against LSU. And so he would be ineffective and that could be exacerbated by the fact that he sort of had a bum shoulder.
Is this injury anything that's going to affect his NFL draft stock?
No, I don't think so. I think really what he needs more than anything is just a little rest, a little rehab, and, you know, just get ready for the combine.
All right. Well, Dr. Sasser, once again, as always, you make me smarter. I appreciate you doing this. Not hard to do, but thank you for doing it anyway.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jason.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser.
Thank you.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Kirby's Car Detailer. So Kirby needs a car wash. He takes it to Dan Mullen's house.
When Kirby needs his car washed, he takes it to Dan Mullen's house.
That's the way things work right now.
That's pretty funny.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to jump into Kip's Butt Hurt segment here momentarily, but we got some business to tend to first. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And by the way, vote on our Twitter question. We'll get one up shortly, I guess.
Is Kirby Smart a Gator Daddy?
All right, we'll put that up temporarily. We'll put
is
that up
Kirby
momentarily.
Smart Florida's Daddy.
We'll go vote. Bishop _ show. We'll have that question up momentarily. Is Kirby Smart Florida Gator's Daddy?
He is.
This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Southern Hardware.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1987. Georgia owned Florida then, too. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, Southern Hardware, Inc., .com, 912-267-7992.
Before you jump in, the question of that I'm putting up on Twitter right now is, go vote, Bishop _ show on Twitter, is Kirby Smart the Florida Gators daddy?
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the American League East. The New York Yankees just went out and did their best to purchase themselves a World Series championship. The Yankees are back trying to buy titles again, and the AL East is on notice. They're butt hurt about it, too. Number four on the butt hurt list, with the worst record in the NBA. Who has the worst record in the NBA, Jason?
The Golden State Warriors.
How can that be?
Their dynasty.
They're 5-22.
They're not good.
How can they be the worst team? They were just in the
finals
for five years in a row.
The Hawks are better.
The Knicks are better.
Woo!
The Knicks are better. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. And it's a dumpster fire. The NFC East. How bad is the NFC East?
The leading team 6-7.
And you said it before the show. If the playoffs started today, the 6-7 Dallas Cowboys would host the 10-3 Seattle Seahawks in a first round playoff game.
Ugly.
Ugly. Dallas. NFC East is just awful. The Redskins, awful. The Giants, awful. The Eagles almost lost to the Giants in overtime on Monday night. And the Cowboys are losing every week now. NFC East, dumpster fire. Number two on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the London Jaguars. Oh, I mean the Jacksonville Jaguars, excuse me. What's going on with that franchise?
Turmoil, dysfunction, not a lot of planning. You mean pick a negative adjective.
I mean, what's going on there? You pay $88 million for a quarterback.
Who's going to sit the bench?
He gets hurt. He comes back. You put him back in the lineup. And you all of a sudden you bench him for Gardner Minshew. London is looking for a professional football team. San Antonio is looking for a professional football team. San Diego is looking for a team to relocate.
So is Jacksonville.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. If you lose this team, you'll never get another one.
No, you won't. That's the truth.
You will never get another NFL team, so you better get out and support this dysfunctional franchise. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, I can't believe you did it. I didn't think that you had the backbone to do it.
Their Dog Nation is butt hurt this week. Get blown out by LSU. In the SEC championship game, anything that could go wrong went wrong. The fan base spilled over their frustrations all over social media, blah, 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 blah. Hey, guys, do you remember back in 2015 when Georgia was struggling to beat Georgia Tech? Struggling to beat Georgia Southern in overtime.
OT, baby.
And losing to bad Florida teams. You remember those days? You remember those times where you got on social media and said, man, I wish we had a football coach that could come in here and instill some toughness in the program. Well, you got it.
Except in that Vanderbilt game where he was 4th-1, called a tall sweep.
He was trying to clean up the culture.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It still happened.
It happened.
4th-1, tall sweep to Isaiah McKenzie.
Now, 4 years later, we're downhill, physical football team. We lose to a once-in-a-generation quarterback in Joe Burrow, and everybody's butt hurt about it. Whining. Why can't we? No. You're getting exactly what you asked for, Georgia Bulldog Nation. You got a tough, hard-nosed football coach that wants to instill toughness and physicality in the program. That's what you got. Give him a chance to tweak it, and he will. But don't be whining and belly aching about everything. Bulldog fans, your butt hurt this week. Get over it.
Give Kirby a chance to instill some toughness, but don't give Kip Branch a chance to throw away your drink, because he will.
And
had my drink right here in the studio, right next to me, like I do every single week, and I go to grab it, and it's in the trash, because he threw it away.
I think you did that.
That's ridiculous.
I think you did that.
That's a cold-hearted person that will throw away a man's drink that's doing radio.
I think you set it up and perched it inside the trash can to set up a narrative on the show. That's what I think you did. Gator fans, I've been hearing a lot of trash out of you this week about Georgia this, Georgia that, blah, 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 blah. Kirby Smart is your daddy.
And Kip will throw away your drink.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Guys, time is running out. Christmas is almost here. Get your special someone down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's right, Men's Day, beer, donuts, subs, and the helpful staff at Cunningham Jewelers. 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
Winter meetings come and gone in Major League Baseball. The Atlanta Braves still looking for a third baseman. Initially, Josh Donaldson was the guy that they were hoping to get, they thought they would get, thought they had a good shot at getting. They offered him 2 years at $50 million. His folks came back and said, we want 3 years at $25 million a year. So the Braves said, okay, we'll do 3 years, $75 million. Then Anthony Rendon gets signed, and the market for Josh Donaldson explodes. And now you've got teams jumping in saying, oh, well, the Braves will give you 3 years. We'll give you 4. Josh Donaldson's folks come back to the Braves and say, we got teams willing to give us 4 years. Can you go 4 years? And the Braves said, we didn't even want to go 3. We were doing you a favor, so absolutely not to the fourth year.
Let me ask you a straight-up question.
Okay.
Do you think Josh Donaldson's 2019 season is fool's gold?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think because at the end of the day, Josh Donaldson was a critical part of the success of the Braves offense. I'm not taking that away from him. But at the end of the day, when you look at his average, 259, that average was covered up in large part because the Braves offense was so good in other places. If you put that type of production in a normal lineup that wasn't as good as the Braves, that 259 average begins to stand up a little more, becomes a little bit more of a problem where it wasn't in Atlanta.
So, you think go after another third baseman?
If I was Atlanta, what I would do, the Cubs have Chris Bryant on the market.
He's 27.
27 years old.
Donaldson's 34.
You've got the pieces that the Cubs want. I would make that deal. I'd bring Chris Bryant over. He's having a little contract dispute with the Cubs at one point or another. Chris Bryant's going to cost the Braves $18 million for 1 year or $18 million for two.
What do you give up to get a Chris Bryant?
Here, I've heard two different packages.
All right, let's hear them.
The first package I've heard is that the Cubs will get their pick of Fried or Foltynewicz, and then they'll get two of the next four, Kyle Wright, Tuki Toussaint, Bryce Wilson, or Sean Newcomb.
I'm not giving up Max Fried for Chris Bryant.
Well, that's the first package I heard.
Okay.
The second package I heard, the Cubs will select two between Tuki Toussaint, Bryce Wilson, Sean Newcomb, and Kyle Wright, and then we'll choose between Austin Riley or Johan Camargo.
Package two is the better deal.
For Atlanta, it is.
Yes.
Now, I agree.
You don't give up Max Fried. That's a guy that's going to be in your rotation for the next 5 or 10 years.
I might be willing to part with Foltynewicz, but yes, I'm with you on Fried. He's not going anywhere.
No, he's got to be a left-handed guy, and you know left-handed starters are coming dime and done. You got to have one of them in your rotation, a quality one. And Braves, they need him in that rotation.
And at the same time, you know, Atlanta's got all these young pitching prospects. It's time now. The Braves are in their window to win a World Series. It's not a couple of years down the road. It's now.
And they've been loading up on arms now for years.
Years.
So you can get rid of a couple of them to get the necessary pieces you need to get you over the hump. Third base is a key. I don't think Austin Riley is the answer at all at third base if you can't sign Donaldson back. He can't hit a slider. He's got a, you know, he can't, took the league by storm in this last season, made it one round through the league, and they figured out he couldn't hit the slider. So he's got to figure that out. I don't think he's ready yet.
I don't think that it's necessarily he can't hit the slider. I think it's he can't hit the major league slider.
There you go.
There's a big difference between the AAA slider,
yes,
and the major league slider. Big difference.
He can drill a fastball, but he's got a major league slider. Is tough. But Chris Bryant.
And see, the thing with Chris Bryant, Kip, is that I look at that as, you know, Austin Riley has a lot of upside potential, I guess. If he figures it out right, he'll probably end up being a superstar. But with Chris Bryant only being 27 years old, if you bring him over and you bring him over under the current contract for a couple of years, right, depending that he gets through arbitration with the Cubs, whatever, and you've got him under contract for a couple of years, when that contract ends, he's only going to be 29. So you could theoretically have Chris Bryant playing third base in Atlanta in a Braves uniform for the next 5 or 6 years.
Yes. And outside of third base, I still think the Braves have to go get a frontline starter. Cole Hamels is not the answer. He's a good piece of the puzzle, but he is not the defining arm in your rotation.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, by Bruce Kennedy Tire, and by Sea Palms Coastal Realty.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Don't forget to go vote on our Twitter poll. Bishop _ show on Twitter. Is Kirby Smart the Florida Gators daddy?
Yes, he is. Contrary to anything they want to say, yes, he is.
Is Kirby Smart the Florida Gators daddy?
Yeah! 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 He is. Yeah! Back to the Braves, Jason.
Okay.
You agree they need another frontline starter with some experience, some playoff experience in that rotation.
Do I agree? I don't know that I agree.
Would you not go out and try to acquire a Madison Bumgarner or anything like that?
Not after I signed Hamels. No, I would have signed Bumgarner over Hamels.
36, 37. Come on.
I mean, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is after you sign Cole Hamels, that pretty much rules out bringing in another veteran starter.
So you're going to have to – then you don't give up Max Fried, period.
In agreement.
Yeah.
In agreement.
So if you're not going to go out and try to get another starter, there's no way you can give up Max Fried for Chris Bryant.
Yeah, I think the best package in that scenario with Chris Bryant is if I'm Atlanta, I definitely send Tuki Toussaint. I probably send Kyle Wright, and then I send Austin Riley, and I keep Camargo because, in my opinion, Camargo's got more value now than Austin Riley does, because Camargo can play third, he can play short, he can play second, he can play outfield, where Riley's only third outfield.
And he hits. He's a good hitter.
Yeah.
He swings the bat good.
The 1 year that he got an opportunity to play every day, he hit 19 home runs.
Yes. So he's a good utility player and can play a lot of positions on your roster. So he's the guy you need on your bench.
If the Cubs will send me Chris Bryant, an elite third baseman, a perennial all-star, I mean, the guy's numbers from last year were really good, and it's not like he was chopped liver. 2019, he hit, drove in 77 runs, hit 31 home runs, and here's the kicker. He hit 20 points higher than Josh Donaldson, 282.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031, or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Kit Branch threw away my drink earlier on the show, man. It's a cold-hearted joker that's willing to do that to a man.
Oh, my goodness.
Have my drink sitting here, where I've got it sitting every single show. keep my throat wet because I'm doing a radio show. I go to reach for my cup, and it's gone. You know where I find it? In the trash can.
Obviously, you put it there, or you wouldn't have pulled it out of the trash can and continued drinking it. I mean, that's part of that narrative that you're coming up looking for topics to talk about. But that's okay.
Doing a radio show, I got to keep my throat wet.
There you go.
All right. Don't throw him a drink, man. That's cold-hearted. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Georgia Farm Bureau, and by Pristine Water.
Guys, time is running out. Christmas is almost here. Get your special someone down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th.
Today.
And that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's right, Men's Day. Beer, donuts, subs, and the helpful staff at Cunningham Jewelers. 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
You go buy your girl something from Cunningham Jewelry, and they give you a beer.
Nice.
I mean, that's a win-win.
Yeah, they probably won't throw that in the trash, will they?
No. No. They probably won't let you in the store knowing that you throw people's drinks away. Lane Kiffin is in at Ole Miss. Matt Luke is out at Ole Miss, but then Matt Luke is in as Georgia offensive line coach, where Sam Pittman's out as Georgia offensive line coach, and he headed to Arkansas.
A lot of changes this week. Sam Pittman goes from offensive line coach to head coach at Arkansas. I wish him well. Georgia replaced Sam Pittman with a pretty good offensive line coach,
agreed,
to Matt Luke.
Yeah.
And so he's highly thought of in the industry, so I think Georgia's going to be fine along the offensive line. Lane Kiffin coming to Ole Miss. You're talking about culture shock.
Write this down.
Okay.
The powers in the SEC West are about to change. The changing of the guard is now being ushered into the SEC West with Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. Ole Miss will replace, within 3 years, Alabama at the top of that division.
You have absolutely fallen off your chair and bumped your head. And I'm going to go get some ice, and I'm going to put Alabama, as long as Nick Saban is coaching Alabama, they may not win a national championship every year, but they are not going to take a back. Alabama is never going to take a back seat to Ole Miss in football. You have bumped your head.
Ole Miss will be the team to beat in 3 years in the SEC West. Alabama will be looking up at Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss.
There's three teams that have never made it to the SEC championship game. Who are they?
Ole Miss.
Vandy.
Vanderbilt. Wait, am I guessing? Or,
right.
Okay. Ole Miss, Vanderbilt.
Actually, there's four.
Texas A&M.
Yep.
And Arkansas has been there. Mississippi State?
Nope.
Mississippi State's been there?
They'll be there in March, but they haven't been there in December.
Kentucky.
Yes.
Wow.
And so you're okay, sitting here in 3 years telling somebody that has never been. I think Ole Miss is going to be good. I think they'll be pretty good under Kiffin. Elite? Great? I don't know.
How many times have I been wrong when I say write this down?
About 86% of the time, according to the producers in there, that is what they say. 86% of the time you say that, it's going
to
be wrong.
Listening audience, listen to me.
Yeah.
When I say write this down,
that's
you
the
can
producers.
Take it.
There's the paper in the window.
Take it to the bank. When you hear those three words, write this down from the mouth of Jason Bishop, take it to the bank. Write the check.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that Alabama is never going to take a backseat to Ole Miss in football. They may take a backseat to them in golf and tennis and soccer and all those sports that, don't really matter.
I knew he was going to say they didn't matter. They do matter.
Oh, they do matter. But football pays the bills, and Alabama football is never going to take a back seat to Ole Miss in football.
FAU has hired Willie Taggart to come down there and destroy the house that Lane built, as he did at Florida State.
Willie landed on his feet.
Sort of.
Yeah, he did. He got a gig.
Okay.
Down in South Florida, he can recruit. We'll see if he can get another shot at the big time.
Norvell replaces him at Florida State.
I think that's Memphis. A good hire from Florida State.
We'll see. I think it's an interesting hire.
I mean, he's got Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, what's that conference again? AAU? What's it
called? The American Athletic Conference.
Well, he's got them. He won that conference. He's got them in the Cotton Bowl.
And that's, you know what? That's a really big accomplishment, winning the American Athletic Conference in a conference that has Central Florida. When you win that conference and you're not Central Florida, that is an accomplishment. You are correct.
I mean, they're in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, they're not in the famous Amos Potato Bowl. I mean, they're not in the Pinstripe Bowl. They're not in the Gasparilla Bowl.
When you win,
Boca Raton, they might be in the Bahamas Bowl. Is that where Central Florida's playing this year on December? Anytime you play a pre-Christmas bowl game, that tells me all I need to know about your football program.
You mean the same football program that's been to two New Year's Six bowls, beat Auburn a couple years ago, and took LSU to the brink last year? Is that the same Central Florida team you're talking about?
When you're playing a bowl game before Christmas, you don't need to tell me anything about that football program.
All I know is they lost three games this year, and that's considered a down year now at Central Florida.
Are they playing before Christmas?
Three games, and that is now a down year at Central Florida. Where the program is.
Are they playing before Christmas?
Why are you doing this?
I'm asking you a question. If they're playing before Christmas, they're irrelevant.
The same conference, Jeff Scott, the former Clemson offensive coordinator, goes to South Florida, the in-state rival of Central Florida.
You know, Dabo has built a fantastic, top-notch staff at Clemson. Now they're starting to get opportunities. I expect him to go down there and do well. Dabo is probably the premier coach in America right now.
The NFL playoffs, the Dallas Cowboys would host a first-round playoff game against the 10-3 Seattle Seahawks, even though Dallas is 6-7.
And lose. Cowboys.
The Cowboys on a bye?
No, they play somebody. Who do they play tomorrow?
I don't know.
Yeah, they've been losing, so it really doesn't matter. They'll probably beat some. Joe Burrow is going to win the Heisman tonight.
Yes, he will.
Hands down, it should be a landslide. Ohio boy transferred from Ohio State to LSU, but he's going to be going back to his native Ohio, and he'll be the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals if these standings hold up.
Good luck.
Hey, he'll be home.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call.
912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Melinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, time is running out. Christmas is almost here. Get your special someone down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's right, Men's Day, beer, donuts, subs, and the helpful staff at Cunningham Jewelers, 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.